That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. I'm Trey, and this thing is really just a place to argue about just the dumbest things possible. There's a bunch of stuff going on in the news. There's a bunch of serious issues out there that we could talk about. We're not going to. We're just going to argue about dumb things with poorly constructed arguments and sometimes some lying, some made-up facts just so that I can be right. Today, I put myself in another hole because I've got two people that I know are going to school me on some stuff. I've got Jose Chavez.
Hey, Trey.
And he's got some really good perspective on life. He's been through some stuff. Now he's got kids. So I know that you're going to have some reasonable and well-thought-out arguments.
I feel like these arguments should be had while drinking.
Could be.
Yeah.
We can drink. You want a shot?
Not right now.
Oh, okay. All right. And I've also got Shannon Murphy. And I think that Shannon's arguments are going to be so off the wall and crazy that there's no coming back from them, and I'll lose to that.
Or they're just going to be right.
Or they'll be right.
Yeah.
Hello!
You can't really argue with right. So, good luck. So,
let's get things started with just a little nice, friendly conversation. What is the best milk, 2% or whole?
Ooh, taste-wise?
What do you want to drink? Yes.
I usually drink 2% or skim.
2% or skim?
Yeah.
You're a disgusting human being.
But the whole milk does have a greater flavor to it.
It does. Whole milk is the only way to go. Skim milk? Who wants to eat things that's named skim or drink?
Who wants to drink stuff that comes out of a cow's teat? You know what I mean?
Who didn't ask me if I was lactose intolerant and prefer almond milk?
See, I knew somebody was going to go. I knew someone was going to go there.
You know what? I can't drink regular milk.
Well, almonds do not have to feed their children with their milk.
Right. That's true.
So that milk is not real milk.
You didn't ask about the lifespan of milk becoming milk. You just asked, what do we prefer? And I don't prefer anything that you brought up.
So you're lactose intolerant and you just avoid all dairy?
I mean, I can't do straight milk. I can't really do ice cream. I can't do
that sounds
a whole
awful.
Lot of stuff.
You could just throw in a bunch of Lactaid.
I could.
Have you ever tried that before?
Like, I haven't. No, I already take enough medication that I would prefer not to add Lactaid to
gotcha.
It.
Now, again, we can throw out stuff that we don't know if it's true or not, right? But I did think I read that they give the cows so many hormones and all this stuff that it could potentially harm you as a human to be drinking all that stuff.
I heard it also makes your boobs grow bigger.
Exactly.
Because there's like hormones and stuff in it. Don't give that look, Shannon. Don't get angry.
Yeah,
you are so dumb.
No, you wonder why so these dumb. girls are blossoming a lot faster than they used to back in the 50s and 40s. It's because of all the stuff they put in the milk.
Shannon, give us a fake fact about milk.
Milk is a plant-based product. I can't even lie about that.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even do that? A lie about milk?
Yeah.
I made milk one time.
How?
That's a lie.
Oh, well, you keep the lie going.
I was
going
to say, like, from pregnancy? Or?
No, I've never been pregnant.
Okay, gotcha.
I've never even been scared of being pregnant, so.
I've always wondered why we don't just take milk from other humans and drink that instead, why we have to go to animals to drink it.
It's the same reason we don't eat other humans.
Well, have you tasted breast milk? Is actually sweet.
I have
sweet
not. I'm willing to taste breast milk
and we
when the time comes. I think that it's only allowed through the wife.
According to science,
baby mama.
According to science, and again, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but I'm pretty sure that we as humans could survive solely on drinking breast milk.
I'll pay for it if you're willing to eat only breast milk or drink only breast milk for a week.
Yeah, if somebody's willing to donate the breast milk, I'm down to do that for a week. But I heard that you can absolutely survive on it. It's got all the nutrients you need. It's got plenty of water so that you stay hydrated.
It's also got diseases in it. Like, what if the girl that, or woman, that gives you the breast milk has some horrible herpes virus or something?
God.
Are you going to want to drink that milk? Because you're going to come back with mouth sores.
Well, I'm sure we would find somebody who doesn't have a disease that could be transferable to me.
I would hope so.
You know what I mean?
But otherwise, I wish you luck with your breast milk.
So we've got one vote for almond, we've got one vote for whole, and one vote for breast milk.
Yes.
And of course, there's no tiebreaker scenarios, so we'll just all be right.
Okay.
All three of us are right.
I like that.
Moving into something a little more serious, Kyrie Irving from the Cleveland Cavaliers said on a podcast that he thinks that the world is flat because satellites go into space and they never come back down.
because of gravity.
Right.
Right.
It makes zero sense to me, but it did get me thinking, what are some conspiracy theories that are fun? Like, there are some out there that are, like, really crazy, like that there's reptile overlords living below us.
Yeah.
And then there's some that aren't as crazy, like, oh, Apple purposely makes your phone break whenever they put out a new iPhone.
Yeah, you notice how your battery always starts dying as soon as the new iPhone comes out? I believe that one.
So that one's believable.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know, do you guys have any like conspiracy theories that you thought a lot about or think are real?
Kid actually got me into this one.
Oh, okay.
And I watched a lot of videos on this. And it has to do with the Beatles. And I don't know if you heard about this.
You're one of those.
Yeah.
I've sat there with Kid for four and a half hours while he explains every tiny little detail.
So here's the thing. Paul McCartney is not the actual Paul McCartney. And there's proven video and facts that show us that this fake Paul McCartney is, in fact, a guy that used to pretend to be Paul back in the day. And he actually won a competition, you know.
As an impersonation.
As an impersonator. Yeah. A Paul McCartney impersonator. That person somehow mysteriously went missing. Now, we all know that the government killed the real Paul McCartney while they were driving away from the recording studio, and they placed him in this truck, and then they took care of him that way and faked the car accident.
Now, is that at the request of the Beatles? Do you think that the other three of the band got upset, or do you think it was the government that was like, oh, hey, these guys are getting too big.
We need
to put our own like sleeper cell in there.
Well, they were very anti-government and anti-war, so I think they were like, no, this is what's going to happen if you guys keep that up.
I think that we could easily replace someone with a lookalike without anybody really knowing.
True.
It's like, it wouldn't be the craziest thing I've ever heard. I don't know about the Beatles thing, because why would they?
I don't know. That's just what Kid told me, and I started looking at the videos, and I fully believe it now.
Shannon?
It would have been easier to do back then, because you didn't have pictures all over the internet to compare them.
Exactly.
And all that stuff. So I can see where, I don't know the full story of Paul McCartney. I've read a little bit about it, but I just don't see that somebody that big having an impersonator that people actually buy into.
This guy had to learn how to play left-handed. Because that's what
Paul
McCartney
is. That's a lot of work.
I know.
That's too much work.
And why would that guy not be a big deal in his own right? If he's able to be a good enough musician to flip the guitar around and start playing left-handed, I would think that he's probably able to get a job in music, right?
He probably could, but that's why he was an impersonator. Why be an impersonator when you could actually be Paul McCartney?
You just shoot straight to the top
and be
the leader of the Beatles. I'd sign up for that gig.
Yeah.
If somebody came to me right now and was like, hey, do you want to lead One Direction? I'd be like, heck yeah.
Absolutely, I would. If I had to be Harry Styles, I would do it in a second.
Of course.
I would leave my life.
I think they would have to like put you in like Menudo.
Yeah.
Just because, you know.
Thanks, Trey.
You know.
What about you? Do you have a conspiracy theory?
So I haven't thought too much about like specific conspiracy theories, but I do like to go and like see what like conspiracies are starting to get out there.
Yeah.
Like they've got a ton of them. So my new one is the fluoride that they put in the drinking water. There's only four countries that do this. Four countries. It's the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia.
Okay.
And so the theory is that Russia convinced us to put fluoride in our water as a mind control device.
Oh.
It's completely nuts, but I just like reading about crackpot theories.
Fluoride can control our minds.
Why
apparently.
Russia?
It was something to do with the Cold War.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've also got Elvis, Tupac still alive.
Yes.
I believe Tupac's still alive. I don't
you
know about Elvis.
You believe that Tupac is still alive. Doing what?
He's chilling in some island trying to get away from the people that are trying to murder him.
Can you refresh my memory on, first of all, are you Biggie or Tupac?
I'm West Coast.
Gotcha.
But I do respect Biggie.
Which one's West Coast?
Tupac's West Coast.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then, so you think Tupac is alive just chilling somewhere and he never got killed?
I think so.
And what kind of evidence do you have, or you're just hoping?
There's been pictures thrown out there that he perhaps maybe came back to L.A. here and there, and there's pictures of a guy that looks identical to Tupac.
Oh, okay.
And so he had to go back to where he was.
They were showing Daniel Radcliffe pictures of people throughout time that look just like him. There's like 20 of them. Like, they have paintings of people before the cameras could take pictures.
I did read this conspiracy theory. I don't even know if it's a theory or a conspiracy at all. But there is somebody out there in the world at this moment that is a complete doppelganger to us.
You think?
As in, yeah, everybody, facial structure, yeah.
So we body, could, like we could replace him like Paul McCartney.
Like Paul McCartney. That's why I believe that conspiracy theory.
No way.
You don't have a doppelganger?
No, I don't think so.
Somewhere in the world, I mean, there's a girl that looks just like you.
I don't think so.
Or maybe a 13-year-old boy.
Thank you. Genetics is so specific. Like, it'd have to be so spot on to have everything that I do. So, I wonder if I do have one, if they have the brain tumor.
How lucky is that person that gets to look just like me?
Right? Wow, Trey. Did you see the other one that I saw recently? They said that Eminem, and I'm a big fan of his, has been dead for years.
Okay.
And that the guy out right now is like a droid. I don't believe that one.
So he's a robot.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, I love crazy people. And there's got to be somebody out there that believes this.
Oh, there are. Just like the flat earth people.
So does he go to like a robot mechanic instead of a doctor?
I think he just goes to a dock and has to charge at night.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder where the plug would go is my first question. The other conspiracy theories I've looked into, you got the usual ones like the pyramids were built by aliens.
Mm-hmm.
That's not insane. Like, how are they moving that much rock? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you believe that there are other life forms out there?
See, there has to be.
I believe it as well.
There has to be. The 100%. Universe is so big. I don't know how like evolved they are. Plus, here's the thing is we're just like a blip in time. So there's thousands, millions of years. And so there have been planets within like the life zone far enough away from a star so that people could have evolved and like been like us. And we'll never get to see them, which stinks.
Because it takes too long to travel out there, Shannon.
Yeah, I know a little bit about space.
Shannon might actually be an alien.
I could be.
I really do hope we do get to interact with some sort of other life form.
It's not going to happen.
It's impossible.
It's not going
to
happen.
Well, maybe they'll come up with the science needed to come over here.
If we get to meet aliens, we are going to be enslaved.
Because, you think so?
Yeah, because people going to new places,
doesn't work out so
doesn't
well.
Doesn't work out for the people that started there.
Only if aliens have opposable thumbs. If they don't have thumbs, then they're kind of screwed.
Well, if they have the technology to get here, they got better technology than us, and they will make sure that we are cleaning all of their...
What can you do without a thumb? Nothing.
I could play the piano.
Fly intergalactically, apparently.
Well, you're not killing me if you don't have a thumb.
Got it.
Just saying.
we've also got Never Landed on the Moon. Everybody believe in the moon?
I think we landed on the moon.
Yeah, yeah. Moon landing's hard to debunk for me. And then one I didn't know about that I just read about today was Shakespeare may not have written any of those plays. He could have just been the front man.
Ghost Rider?
Yeah.
Milli Vanilli style?
They have two guys named William Stanley and Francis Bacon that apparently were the guys that are writing Juliet and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Why are you shaking your head, Shannon?
That's just absurd.
Why?
Number one, who cares? Shakespeare's probably dead, right?
He's been dead for
He's
a long
dead.
Time.
So who cares? Well, I mean... Why? Why would anybody have a ghostwriter if they're making that much beautiful literature?
Some people don't like the attention.
Right.
And they're recluse.
And so they just sent this guy out there that loved attention, and he would wear his big froofy collars.
And they would have picked a hot guy to be the real Shakespeare. Shakespeare, he's not attractive.
Back in the day, he probably was.
No, he wasn't. I can tell you, he wasn't.
You didn't live back then, so you don't know.
Well, I do know. I'm a lady, and I know when a guy's attractive.
But you don't even care if guys are attractive.
But I'm
or not.
Telling you, I would have picked a hot Shakespeare if I had to pick somebody to take credit for the things that I did. They would be beautiful.
Who's more attractive, me or JC?
Oh boy.
Oh, nice question.
See, that's not even fair. What? I'm gonna say JC.
What you, is Shannon? This?
Simply because
you're wrong.
Yeah. On your own podcast.
I he's beautiful. I mean, just look at him. He's a beautiful specimen of a man.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
I'm not saying that you're not really good looking. And I totally would go after you if I could and wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But you're intimidating to me.
Oh, good.
You're scary.
I'll take intimidating and scary. Perfect.
So that takes away hot points.
Awesome. You know what? That was a great answer to sidestep. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
On that note, I can't think of anything better to end that's debatable than giving us each a compliment. Thank you, Shannon.
Well done.
Thank you, JC, for hanging out with me. I really appreciate it. That's Debatable is sponsored by... We'll edit in the sponsor later.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Once we get one, we'll edit it.
Still working on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
we'll
I was about to get really upset that you have a sponsor.
No, no, no. I just wanted to leave a space just in case.
Sure.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Trey.